With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon says the bombing mission against Iran, a total success. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says the purpose of Operation Midnight Hammer was to severely degrade Iran's nuclear program.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
At a Pentagon briefing, Defense Secretary Hegseth described the precision military strike as overwhelming and insisted that America does not seek war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Deadly church bombing in Syria.
State media in Syria says at least 20 people were killed and dozens of others wounded when a man opened fire, then detonated an explosive vest inside a Greek Orthodox church outside Damascus. Father Fadi Gattas says we were having mass and people were praying peacefully under God's watchful eye. Suddenly, someone came in through the door wearing a vest and aiming a weapon. The young men rushed at him to get him out of the church, which is a sacred place for us. And at the church door, he blew himself up. The attack on the church was the first of its kind in Syria in years. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but the Syrian Interior Ministry says the attacker was an extremist from the Islamic State group. I'm Donna Water.
Very frightening moment Sunday in a church in Wayne, Michigan. Authorities say staff members fatally shot a man who was armed with a handgun and a long gun, averting a potential mass shooting. Tens of millions of people across parts of the Midwest through the eastern U.S. enduring another sweltering day Sunday as the June heat wave continues to cause problems in a number of states. This is SRN News. Baseball superstar subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions suing the Trump administration. That over requirements in grant applications that they don't promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. A lawsuit filed in Rhode Island claims the grant requirements would open the plaintiffs to federal investigations and enforcement actions. This is SRN News. In New York, a duck farm is rebuilding after losing its entire 100,000 flock earlier in the year because of bird flu. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with that story.
Crescent Duck Farm owner Doug Corwin.
It was a devastating emotional thing.
Plus, he had to lay off staff.
Most of my people have been with me 10, 20, 30 years.
The first wave of more than 900 young ducks arrived at the end of May. More continue to come. But he's pushing for change so he doesn't have to go through another outbreak.
There are many vaccines that work for this. We're just not allowed to use them.
Long Island was once a center of U.S. duck production with more than 100 farms. Julie Walker, New York.
The celebrations continue all night long in Oklahoma City, that after the Thunder defeated the Indiana Pacers 103-91 to win the NBA championship. More details at srnnews.com.